הזמן כשהמחוג הקטן מתקרב לספרה אני מביטה במראה מרוץ החיים 30-40 וכולם אומרים
Haddad on the Israel Hour. Wow, let's try that again. As we clear our throat off air. Sarit Haddad on the Israel Hour. Great way to start off the hour. 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. Thank you so much for tuning into the Israel Hour. My name is Josh Rohn, and I'm happy to have you along for the ride. Would love to hear from you. 732-932-8800. That's our phone number. Email is info@israelhour.com. And AOL Instant Messenger, Israel Hour, are you? Also, send a message to us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour. Shalom lekul. How was your Passover? How was your Pesach? 5760? Is that what we're up to? 5770. I lost track. Hope your Passover was wonderful. Hope your stomach was able to digest the truckloads of matzah that you consumed over the past week. And I know my system still hasn't quite recovered, but hope yours has. Anyway, we're glad to present you with the greatest in Israeli music on today's show. And your requests and dedications are always welcome. Get in touch with me right now. Let me know what you'd like to hear. 732-932-8800. Before I go on, I've been asked to announce that East Brunswick Jewish Center, our hosts a few months ago at our special live broadcast there a few months back, is holding a blood drive today until 2:45 p.m. The last appointment is at 2:45. They're at 511 Riders Lane in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Once again, blood drive at East Brunswick Jewish Center, 511 Riders Lane, East Brunswick, until 2:45 today. It is possible that we will have a special guest on today's show. That is, assuming our equipment cooperates. So stay tuned for that. We'll let you know. In the meantime, this is music by Gilad Segev on the Israel Hour, where we keep Israeli music on your dial.
קחו לי את הבית, קחו את הבגדים קחו לי את הכסף, קחו יעלומים תשאירו לי את הכוח, לאבד את החושים לרגליך קחו לי את הרוח, קחו את המילים קחו את הגיטרה, קחו את השירים תשאירו לי את הצבע שנשקף בעומקים שבעינייך ואת עכשיו נמצאת קרובה אליי עכשיו אישה מהשמיים את מעיפה אותי פורסת הכנפיים ומחזיקה אותי כל כך חמה שנשרפות לי העיניים
Bye.
The Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU Gidi Gov with Ofra Chaza Lo Dibarnu Od Al Ahava. Before that, Gilad Segev Isha Me HaShamayim, and we started today's show off with Sarit Chadad Merot HaChayim on the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU. Turns out I'm without internet access in the studio, so if you're trying to get through on Facebook, I might not get it until later. Please feel free to send your comments at facebook.com/IsraelHour, or I am checking email at info@IsraelHour.com, so please use that email address. I'm also told, just to make matters worse, that the link at IsraelHour.com/listen is not working. I don't know why. I can't imagine, but we're having problems with that. So if you want to hear us online and you're listening via the radio already, go to WRSU.org. That's WRSU.org, and you should be able to hear the show online. Now, our special guest who we will try to make contact with is Achinoam Nini. Noah, hopefully we will be able to make contact with her. Stay tuned for that. We're hoping to talk to her later on in today's show. She will be all over North America over the next several months, and we're very excited about that. So stay tuned for more information. Hopefully we'll get to talk to her very shortly. The winner of this past year's Kochav Nolad, which is the Israeli equivalent of American Idol, her name is Roni Dalumi, and she is out with her first single since winning Kochav Nolad. This is called 10. Brand new music on the Israel Hour.
10 liyet eshe choderet bi venoshemet boeret adomek libi 10 liyet haruach she af pam lo tzeret bachol hi kotevet et shmi 10 liyet et zohar lirot et kol hazohar she pach להאיר את דרכי כי כבר החושך סוגר לי את הדלת חומק שוב לתוך ביקתי תן לי מחר ברוכן שוב להחזיר על הזמן שהיה בי סגור תן לי מחר ברוכן לשנות את הכל תן לי לכתוב מחדש סוף הסיפור כי אם רק תיתן אז אוכל לדמיין אז אוכל לנפץ את קירות לידותי כי אם רק תיתן אז אוכל לסכן להעביר ולשרוף את חומות שתיקתי אדומק ליבי תן לי את הרוח שאף פעם לא עוזרת בחול היא כותבת את שמי תן לי מחר ברוכה שוב להחזיר על הזמן שהיה בי סגור תן לי מחר ברוכה לשנות את הכל
ארוזה בתוך קופסה ורודה והכל נראה מוזר בארץ לא נודע הגלגל שוב מסתובב מעל מסך עשן והאור המהבהב זוהר עליי עכשיו לפעמים חלומות מתגשמים לפעמים כשהלב עוד אמין לפעמים בליל קיץ חמים לפעמים חלומות מתגשמים השבילים שמובילים לארץ החלום נפתחים ומגלים את כל רגעי הטוב אורות הקרח דולקים עכשיו בכל חדרי הלב בתוך תוכי יש הרגשה של אושר מתקרב לפעמים חלומות מתגשמים לפעמים כשהלב עוד תמיד לפעמים בליל קיץ חמים
Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU Harel Harel Moyal Harel Scott and Adi Cohen with Chalomot Mitgashmim on the Israel Hour. Moving on to a beautiful song from Shiri Maimon. This is called Kshehalachta on 88.7 WRSU.
Kshehalachta Ha-ke'ev shebi kibel shuv mashma'u איך ויתרת על האושר בקלות אם תחזור נרוץ בין הפרחים כשהלכת איך נתת לי ליפול אל התהום איך לקחת את האור אותו היום אם תחזור אתן לך חיים ואם אתה רואה מצאתי אהבה טוב אם זה לא אתה לקחת לי בינתיים דקה לוחשת רק לך חזור אליי בבקשה כשהלכת לא ידעתי עוד אחר יותר קרוב מנסה ללמוד שוב מה זה לאהוב אם תחזור
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU with Shiri Maimon, Kshehalachta on the Israel Hour. And before that, let's see, we heard from Harel Moyal, Harel Scott, and Adi Cohen with Chalamot Mitgashmim on 88.7 WRSU. And I am pleased to welcome back to the program our good friend Noah. She will be all over the United States, and we're happy to have her back. It's always exciting. Noah, welcome back to the Israel Hour.
Hi, Josh. Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Well, always good to talk to you. Now, first of all, we owe you a big mazal tov lach on the birth of your new daughter.
Thank you.
How old is she now?
She's now 7 weeks.
Okay.
And she will be on tour with me.
Wow.
She's my third child, my second daughter. I have a son and two daughters now. And her name is Yam, which means sea in Hebrew.
Right.
And we live for just a few meters from the sea, so that was almost unavoidable to have that name attach itself to this beautiful little girl. We're all very happy.
Very, very nice. And you're taking her on tour with you?
Yeah, of course, because I'm a nursing
well,
nurse.
Well, right. But...
And I never do leave any of my babies at home. They all come with me until they're at least a year old, and then they continue traveling with me for a while, but then it's on and off.
And I'm assuming you're feeling okay, because you look like you have a grueling schedule ahead of you.
I'm all right. I'm probably going to be tired. I'm not going to be partying or anything.
Instead, right.
Rest as much as possible. The traveling and the concerts will already be, a truckload for me. I'll have my mother along with me to help.
Oh, nice.
And I hope that I will manage to pull it all off.
Very nice. Well, mazal tov. We're happy to be able to wish it to you in person. And,
thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear everything is going well. So I've been wanting to talk to you for a little over a year now about your experiences in the Eurovision. This has been a crazy year for you, and
yes.
I must ask you about it all, how it all, from the time that you were chosen until the time the song was selected, until the actual Eurovision itself. Tell me about the experience.
Well, I have been actually offered to represent Israel in Eurovision for many years, since I started my career, actually, and almost every year this subject has come up.
Really?
Of me going to Eurovision. For whoever doesn't know, Eurovision is a huge song contest that takes place in a different European country every year and is viewed by hundreds of millions of people every year, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. People not only in Europe view it, and through internet it is available to everybody, and it's a huge event. It's a very pop-oriented event. ABBA, for example, stars in Eurovision, became a huge international stars afterwards, but it's really very pop music, very entertainment-oriented. That's why I never was interested in going, because I don't see myself in that category. I don't really make pop music, and it's definitely not lighthearted, fun kind of pop. That's
right.
That's not my driving force just to entertain. There's always something more behind my music, and so I thought it would not be appropriate for Eurovision. And also, I did not want to be defined by Eurovision standards. I didn't want to be a Eurovision singer. That would have been wrong for me. So I avoided it over all those years. But last year, I thought differently because I'd already become quite, a well-established musical persona in Israel and in Europe. I'm known for my own right, for my songs, or for everything that I've done, and for my numerous concerts, and also for my political beliefs and for my humanistic views. So I knew that there was no threat of Eurovision defining me. I could rather maybe give something to Eurovision, contribute something to Eurovision and give it a new angle, and also give something to Israel in the sense that I would be representing Israel in a totally different way, something that was more, there would be a message involved in my representation of Israel. I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right.
And that is why I decided to approach Mira Awad, who I had known already for almost 10 years. I knew her as a very talented actress, singer, and songwriter. We'd collaborated on numerous occasions. And I suggested that she join me, that we'd write a song and perform it together, that the song would be in Hebrew and English and Arabic, and that we would have a message, our shared beliefs of coexistence and dialogue would come out through the song. And that is what we presented to the Eurovision community, the committee. And this is what I said that I wanted to do. And then we waited for a while for the answer to come, whether my suggestion had been approved. I wanted to do something very specific, and they had to approve this kind of a thing. Well, the approval did come. We did get the yes. The problem was that the yes came right on top of the Gaza war,
mm-hmm.
and just as the newspaper was. And the news, evening news, bombarded by the horrible events and the bombings and the killings on both sides and the atrocities of war. There it is, happy-go-lucky, Noah and Mira Awad are going to Eurovision, ha ha ha. And today, six people were killed.
Exactly.
It was ridiculous. It was horrible, actually. And Mira and I were both devastated by the war. And I remember that when Ofer Pessimism, which manages both of us, called to say that we had been accepted that our proposal had been accepted and we were going to Eurovision. We both said, each in her own home, oh, great, yeah. total lack of enthusiasm because we were so immersed in the horrible events of the war. And then, of course, the reaction came, came very, very quickly from all sides. The Arab Israeli community was appalled by Mira's agreement to represent Israel during this time where they perceived Israel as being totally offensive and aggressive towards their own population on both sides of the border. The Jews in Israel, some, of course, I'm talking about a small groups, but they were very vociferous groups, made their opinions very clearly known that they were against an Arab Israeli representing them in Eurovision, that they don't consider themselves being representable by her. And there were petitions, there were demonstrations, there were letters to newspapers. You cannot believe what we had to go through. I mean, it was really horrible.
But was this expected?
We didn't. No, first of all, the war was not expected.
Well, right. No, obviously.
And the reaction, that kind of reaction, we could not have expected.
Mm.
No, no. What we did basically is first of all, it was a very difficult time for us. We stayed here in my house. We spent a lot of time here in my home where I have my studio. We had a lot of very intense conversations between us, Mira and myself and Gildor. We were the creative team. And we had a lot of political conversations, and then we finally decided, all three of us, that it was important for us to carry on and not to give in to this kind of pressure, because the message we were carrying was exactly the kind of message that is needed in times like these.
Exactly.
Albeit in a pop music setting, but still, it's visibility to hundreds of millions of people. It's an immense amount of media, and that's really what happened. I mean, we came to Eurovision. We braved the opposition. We made it to Eurovision, and the media interest in our song and ourselves was immense. I mean, we had more interviews than any other participant. Basically, because the other participants were talking about cost perfumes and nail polish, and we were talking about life and death issues.
Right.
The most significant interviews we had were on CNN, and we had BBC from all over the world, and what for me was most exciting was BBC Iran and Al Jazeera. We had a chance to express our views in all of these different channels, and it was very important to us. We're both very fluent in English, and we're both very strong-minded women.
Right.
And this came off very, very well in media. And then we went, you know, we made it to the finals, and then we placed in the middle of the, somewhere in the middle of the finalists, which is basically number 44, which is, you know, out of 44 countries, we placed 15, which is great, I think, for
yeah,
what
sure.
we did. But more importantly, we made a huge impact, I think. I mean, I know, because we got thousands of letters from all over the world, especially from Arab countries, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Algeria, Yemen, Egypt, endless. It's really endless. And
yeah.
Jordan saying that from people saying, especially young people, excited about what we had done and saying that we had represented them. They were resonating with our message and they believed in what we were saying, that there must be another way, which is the name of our song and the name of our joint album. And that's it. It was a really intense experience. We released an album together called There Must Be Another Way. We went on tour after that. We were in several different European countries, and now we're going to be in the States. And, yeah, I won't tell you it's easy. You know, we recently had a very sad event. Now we were supposed to perform, both of us, in London.
Right. I read about this this morning on your Facebook page.
Yeah. Received threats that if she agreed. It was on Israel's Independence Day, and the fact that Mira was performing on Israel's Independence Day made some people very, very angry, and they started threatening her and her family. And she decided, we all decided together, it wasn't worth her personal safety. So she's not going to be coming. I'm going to go alone. But I'm very unhappy about that, the whole situation.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But that's only for the London show, correct? She's still coming with you?
Only for the London show. She's going to be on tour with me in the States. And, I really, really hope that everything goes well. Our message is really clear. And Mira is beautiful. And whoever comes to Inside and Out, and talented as hell. And whoever comes to see the show will have a chance to experience, I think, something really unique that you don't get to see. I'm going to be there with Gil Dore and Gil Zohar, and we'll be playing some of the songs people know, some of the songs they haven't heard for a while or haven't heard yet. And then Mia will come on stage, and she'll play a couple of her beautiful songs, and I will join her, and then we'll all join, and we'll play do some duets. And I think it's a beautiful show, and whoever comes will not only be able to experience, I think, poetry and depth and beautiful music, but also hope, where music has the unique ability to generate hope and to create a context whereby we can find all that we have in common. We can rediscover all that we have in common and forget, at least for a short while, the things that separate us. And they also seem very insignificant in this context. When you see the deeper values and humanity and emotions which tie us all together, where the bonds are so strong. And that is what we are actually coming to present to the American public.
And you sing together beautifully. Your voices just blend together gorgeously. The song from last year from the Eurovision was incredible. Your onstage presence was just perfect. We all really thought coming into the Eurovision that you guys would make more of a mark, at least in the scoring.
Well, you know what, Josh? That was really naive to think that we would. I was sure that we would not.
Really?
I was really surprised that we passed into the finals. You have to understand that Eurovision is a pop music contest. The fact that we were going there and stubbornly with our depth and our poetry and our message, this was what we wanted. That was our agenda. We had our own agenda. People that view Eurovision and vote for Eurovision, they just want to have fun, just like the Cyndi Lauper song. Girls just want to have fun. That's if you listen to the ABBA songs and you look at the song that won. I mean, it's basically like a nice, catchy, lighthearted, fluffy tune. That's what Eurovision is all about. That's one thing. Second, and maybe more importantly, we have to remember that Israel now is in its lowest point in history,
mm-hmm.
its public relations are crazy. It is actually hated by so many countries around Europe. I'm very, very sorry and sad to say. I think that even people who liked the song would have had a hard time actually voting for Israel beyond the Jewish and Israeli community, wherever and how large are they. So that even though our message was a message of peace and coexistence, Israel now is really in dire straits. And the third thing is that in Israel, in Eurovision, there are groups, and the Scandinavians are sort of like a chunk, and then there's the Baltic countries, the other Eastern European countries, and there are different people vote for each other, especially with the languages. They understand each other's languages, or the Russian chunk, the Russian like group, and Israel is very isolated. Maybe if we had Lebanon and Iran and Iraq and some of the Arab, the Middle Eastern countries involved, then they would all vote for each other just by value of a resonance, of a cultural resonance. Israel is very isolated in that sense. And so, you know, if you can see what's happening this year, Israel is sending a very standard pop song
mm-hmm.
with a very sweet-looking young man. no message, no depth beyond just a nice song, you know?
Right.
So, you know, everyone's saying, okay, we did it. We tried the deep, intense side. Now let's go totally lighthearted and see what happens. It'll be a success. Maybe it won't.
Do you think we have a shot this year?
I have no idea, because to tell you the truth, Josh, the honest truth, I have no interest whatsoever in Eurovision. I never did, and I will not ever, because it's just not my cup of tea. The only reason I went there is because I was interested in the exposure for
sure.
My ideas and for my music, and I really believe that I was doing my country a great service by representing it in that way, by representing it with this kind of song, with this kind of message, showing people in the world that there are people in Israel that believe that there must be another way, things are not what they seem. It's not all what you see on CNN. It's there are people here that live in this country that just want to live in peace, that want to live that believe in coexistence, that are sick of the ongoing violent conflict. I believe that going to Eurovision and showing the world that side of Israel was my kind of Zionism, and that's why I went.
No, and I think you made your message very well and got some great exposure, as you said. And Mazal Tov, it was a really great success for all who were interested.
Thank you very much.
So we're very excited about your extensive tour of the USA. You're going to be in Boston, New York, Seattle, right around the corner from us in East Brunswick, New Jersey, where we're about 5 miles away from there. Bluebell, Pennsylvania, Skokie, Illinois, Michigan State University, and Washington, D.C. It's interesting. You seem to be expanding your choice of venues a little bit this time. Are these places that you've been to before?
It's really not my choice.
Okay.
I go where there's interest in seeing me.
All right.
You know, we suggest ourselves. I'm, for example, quite sorry not to go to the not to be going to the West Coast more extensively or to the South. But that is what that's what was available at this time. I was actually, this tour was moved because our agent started working about 2 years ago, and. And it was supposed to fall exactly on top of my delivery. And when I got pregnant, we had to move the whole tour.
Okay.
So some things changed because of my precious little daughter, which, of course, I'm so happy about. But we're happy with this tour. We're happy with the venues. And we really hope that people will come out to see us. That's the most important thing. You know, people have to leave the house, get in the car, come see the show. It's not something you can see on YouTube. And I think that, like I said, it's beyond music and everything. It's being part of something which I think when everything that's happening right now, everyone was involved in what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. It's so important to come out and say, we believe in this. We believe there must be another way. And here we are, you know, stomping our feet and clapping our hands in support of this idea.
And it's
coupled with beautiful music, or at least what I think is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a fun night of music. I've seen you several times, as you know, and, you know, I heard your music long before I ever saw you in concert, but seeing you in concert just blew me away. So for anyone who's not familiar with Noah in concert, you got to go check her out. She's great.
Thank you very much, Josh.
So what do you have going on musically at this point after the concert? What's next for Noah?
Well, I'm raising children.
Right.
And I'm writing new songs right now. Actually, new songs in Hebrew for the moment.
All right.
I'm interested in doing. So we're creating, we're recording in my home studio. We have quite a lot of touring until October. We're going to be in in South America, it seems, in the summer, beyond Europe. We're in Europe all the time, but we're also in South America, and we might be going to China.
Wow.
Which is very exciting, in October, where there's supposed to be a tour there. We're still waiting for the confirmation for that, but it looks like it's going to happen. And, and I'm going to take a family vacation, which is very important. and then keep working in the studio on our new material. Basically, you know, I have a song called Waltz to the Road, which is the song that opens the show. And, that's what I've been doing for many years. I've been dancing a waltz with the road. And the road is the way of life that we've chosen, of writing music and performing it, traveling around the world, spreading our message to many people everywhere. And, that's what we do. That's what we are.
Very, very nice. So you're telling me the next album that you come out with will be an all-Hebrew album?
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably have some English integrated into it.
All
basically,
right.
It'll be a Hebrew album meant for the Israeli audience, but, of course, available to everyone.
Very nice. Oh, we love those, so thank you. It was great talking to you. We always love having you on the air. You've always been a great friend to the show, and hopefully we'll get to stop by and see you in person, at least on one of your stops.
I hope so. Well, if you don't come to East Brunswick, I'll be downright upset. Josh.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can get off the hook there.
I know.
And you know, I'd really love to see the people listening to the show coming out to that show. You know, if it's just a few minutes away from your house, then
yeah,
as the saying goes, come on down.
You have a lot of fans in our audience, not just in our local listening area, but we broadcast all over the world online, and lots of people love Noah's music, so we can't wait.
Thank you very, very much. You know, you can check out our internet site, which is noahsmusic.com. There's always a lot of information there.
And you're blogging.
Stuff to read. And I'm a blogger, yes.
Yeah.
I have a blog. I actually just posted a blog about a half an hour ago.
Okay.
Which I think is very interesting. It's actually a political blog. It's called On Symmetry, Empathy, and Peace. Whoever is interested is welcome to read it.
All right, and you can get there from noahsmusic.com?
Yeah.
All right, well, Noah, welcome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's always great having you on. I'm sure I hope to talk to you again sometime real soon. And thank you again for joining us. Mazal tov again on Yam and on your upcoming tour.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Thanks a lot to you all.
And let's hear from Achi Noam Nini. Oh, hold on. There we go. Let's hear from Achi Noam Nini. Here she is on the Israel Hour.
נשמת אפך משווה מן הים ותחדור מלוכה אל ביתי וגלים בדוח ים עולים בביך ים למרומי אהבתי בואי קלה בירח אדום מול הים מפקד דמך בירח אדום מול הים דמי ודמך וגלים בדוח ים זועק
Achinoam Nini with one of her first hits, Boy Kala. What a great lady. I love Achinoam Nini. Always nice to talk to her on the Israel Hour. And let me tell you, she will be all over the place. I lost my list. Oh, here we go. Lost my list. Here we go. She will be on April 26th in Boston, April 27th in New York, April 29th in Seattle, May 1st, East Brunswick, New Jersey. We'll give you more details shortly. May 2nd, Bluebell, Pennsylvania. May 3rd, Skokie, Illinois. May 5th, Michigan State University in East Lansing. And May 6th in Washington, D.C. Noah with Mira Awad touring all over the United States. We're very, very happy to have her. And we talked extensively about the Eurovision Song Contest. Here is the song that they used last year to represent Israel. There must be another way.
There must be another, must be another way.
Enai, achot, kol ma shelibi mevakesh omrot. Avarnu ad ko, derech haruka, derech kol kasha, yad miyad ve'ad ma'on.
Oh,
Hey, Noam Nini and Mira Awad with last year's Eurovision Song Contest entry, There Must Be Another Way. I must make mention before we go today of Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's being observed all over the world this week in many different communities in so many different ways with so many different programs. One of the most interesting and really piercing songs I've heard in recent years dealing with the Holocaust, at least from an Israeli point of view, is from a rapper of all people. We've played it on the air before. It's Subliminal with violinist Miri Ben-Ari. It's called Adon Olam Ad Matai, in memory of the 6 million on the Israel Hour.
תספיק לשישה מיליון אף פעם לא נוכל לקלוט את גודל האסון היה לו חזון סופי הפתרון כולם הולכים לישון וזה היום האחרון אחד ועוד אחד עם שלם כמעט נקחד שאפילו האמיץ ביותר לא שרד אף אחד לא בן אדם כל אחד נהיה מספר שעומד בתור ארוך לא לראות את המחר כל כך הרבה בכי ואפילו לא דמעה כל כך הרבה סוף וזו בכלל ההתחלה המון תפילות צעקות ולא שומעים צליל ואיך המשל שיח לא בא כבר להציל מטרות נאות במטווחו של השטן אי אפשר להתחבר ולברוח אין לאן טמפרטורה מתחממת ונדבקת לרגליים עפר לעפר הנשמות לשמיים מסכת השקרים, חסרי אונים, עוד נאבקים על החיים, נרצחו, נשדדו, דחו נשמותיהם, מוסתרו, שועדו, לא נשכח את שמותיהם, הרגו את החירות, אך נשארה עוד התקווה, הנפש הומייה, העין צופייה, טבח ללא סיבה, ים של קורבנות, טלאי צהוב על החולצה, הוא ישלח ללהבות, איך אפשר לקטוף לילדים את החלומות, בזמן שחוטפים למבוגרים את הזיכרונות, מה עשיתי כל כך רע שאין שום מחילה, תמיד אמרתי אמן אחרי כל תפילה עכשיו רצות בראש מחשבות על לקרוש תגידו איך איבדנו כל צלם אנוש תרגישו מה עבר עלינו בשואה 60 שנה וזה עוד חרוט בנשמה אדם רשות להשמיד תרבות מהמגן דוד נשאר שריד אני את שלי בחיים לא מוריד שיזהיר בעתיד לא לחזור על טעויות ויזכיר להשאיר את העיניים פתוחות וללמוד לא להיות חרף בתוך המצור לא עוד לרעוד לפחד לעמוד לחיות בכבוד ולמות בכבוד הקוד לגן עדן הוא לשרוד השמש תזרח והשמש תצלול הגשם יבוא וישטוף את הכל הגלגל הגול זה נכון למה אם יש חיים אחרי המוות נחכה להם שמה